Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Little waterfalls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and car to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiah. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiah for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as deep cliffs.
Asalkan engkau tetap menanti. listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Maudy Ayunda. Ayunda Faza Maudia, who is known as Maudy Ayunda, is an Indonesian actress, model, writer, and singer. Maudy Ayunda released her latest song entitled Puisi Kota, or Poem of the City, on November 25, 2024. In this song, Maudy collaborates with the legendary Indonesian musician Iwan Fals. Although it was released on November 25, 2024, the song was actually first written by Maudy on April 17, 2023. In addition, the song also involves Simhala Avadana, vocalist of the band Numata. The song Puisi Kota tells a personal reflection on life in Jakarta, which is full of contradictions. The big city provides many opportunities and also dreams for some people, but on the other hand, it can also make someone feel small and lonely. Well, listener, here is Maudy Ayunda with her latest single, Puisi Kota. Happy listening.
Yeah. Listener, each country has its own ways to tackle climate change, and even the United Nations has an investment fund on climate change to reduce decarbonization in the world. The questions, what should Indonesia do to tackle climate change? Should Indonesia find another way to control the impact of climate change? Let's hear the comments of Dr. Agus Sari, CEO of Landscape Indonesia.
First is that we should take the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change and other climate agreements seriously. We shouldn't even be disturbed by the news that the U.S. Has left the agreement. Yes. I think we should be able to do whatever we should need to do without the U.S. The second is that, you know, we need to be innovative in finding resources to finance our decarbonization. And I believe that we have our own resources domestically in Indonesia, especially since renewables are already competitive in terms of cost against coal and other fossil fuels. Mm-hmm. So we need to focus on deploying more renewables in Indonesia. And third, of course, we need to find ways to manage the impacts of climate change that we have already felt today. Mm-hmm. And it will eventually disrupt our, you know, our food security, our energy security, and many other sectors. So we need to pay careful attention to the impact as well.
For more details, tune into VOI Talk Investment Climate Fund, available on YouTube channel VOI Official.
Yeah. Berawal dari cintaku pertama di awal ku jumpa. Kamu benar membuatku tergila-gila ke langit jadinya. Kau pun kirimkan seribu puisi cinta tak pernah kuduga. Ku bawa kamu dengan senyuman manja, kau hanya tertawa. Malu-malu tapi mau ku lihat sayang tampak jelas di matamu. Lama-lama kau mendekat, ku lihat sayang, katakan cinta untukku. Kamu memang yang pertama cinta menyentuh pipiku dengan manja. Karena kamu yang ku rasa cinta mendapatkan jalannya. Kau mulai lagi dengan segala kumu, ku tersipu malu. Kau titip salam lewat mandaiku, berdebut jantungku. Malu-malu tapi mau ku lihat sayang tampak jelas di matamu. Lama-lama kau mendekat, ku lihat sayang, katakan cinta untukku. Kamu memang yang pertama cinta memulai dengan senyuman manja. Karena kamu yang ku rasa cinta lebih dari segalanya. Cinta oh, kamu memang yang pertama cinta menyentuh pipiku dengan manja. Karena kamu yang ku rasa cinta mendapatkan segalanya. Kamu memang yang pertama cinta memulai dengan senyuman manja. Karena kamu yang ku rasa cinta lebih dari segalanya. Cinta
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Quote of the day: intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharuddin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, Indonesia, on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist dubbed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology, domestically and abroad.
Economic condition. If I dance, when am I going to make money?
That word came from Kadek Sriani, a woman aged 38, a villager of Manistutu, Bali, who since 15 years ago has been working as a stone breaker on the river of Tukadayo, Manistutu, Bali.
Sudah lama sejak saya kawin.
I've been working since I was married, around 15 years ago. I already started working here, breaking the stone, working in the field, lifting the rock, digging the sand.
Most Balinese women would have started dancing since they are in the elementary school. But with the passage of their lives, dancing is just special occasions only. As in the case of stone breaker from Manistutu village, Kadek Sriani. Her dainty fingers are now used in a graceful movement in a dance alone, but more often are used to the work that should be done by men, breaking stones, without any fear that their tapering fingers might be injured by the weight of the hammer used to break up large stones. How many hammers actually that Kadek has?
Three hammers actually, but this one is borrowed. I have only two. However, I can borrow from my sister. Working together, you know, if the stone is too big and cannot be broken, I could ask my sister to help. Friends too.
While working together, each has her share of rock.
Each has her own share, so later if there is a truck coming in, it can be easily seen which one belongs to me and which plot belongs to my friends. So it's easy to divide the money.
At a glance, breaking the stone looks quite easy. This is not true, of course, but there are some tricks to make the job easier.
It depends. There are some lines on the stone surface. If they are smooth, do not hit them because they might shatter and you'd get hurt. The term is monk trick, so you must look carefully whether it can be broken down or not.
Being a stone breaker, Kadek never feels afraid of hurting her hands. Even when she is wounded, Kadek already has a way to overcome it.
Yes, we'll treat it using a banana tree shoot, chewed and pasted. Then put it on the wound so that blood doesn't come out.
Every day, Kadek Sriani does the work of breaking down the stone after the domestic work is completed. She goes to Tukadayo River in Manistutu village, about 4 hours' drive from Denpasar, to break stones along with other women. There are no fixed working hours. Although her income a day at most is only 25,000 rupiah to 30,000 rupiah, Kadek Sriani accepts it gratefully. For Kadek, the results obtained are a gift from the Almighty. Her income is not fixed, depending on the weather. Because if it rains, the small truck cannot get into the river to buy the broken stone. Then, the stone that has been broken down into small pieces and the sand that has been filtered will be washed away again by the water. But bright weather also sometimes does not guarantee the money that they get can be a lot. Because even though they have broken rocks under the umbrella made of palm leaves for one whole day, no truck would come to buy the stones because there is no development project. Things like this often happen.
Depending on the faith, if things are smooth, then everything will. But if there is no project, then business will be bad.
Almost all Balinese women can dance, for dancing is part of the rituals for worshipping among the Hindu Balinese. Most of them learn to dance in their primary school. But with the passage of their lives, the women, especially the stone breakers, only dance on special occasions, such as rituals in temples. The stone breaker women of Manistutu village, however, do not want to dance for money either, as expressed by Kadek Sriani.
Malu gini.
It will be so embarrassing. I'm fat now. Dancing doesn't help the economy. If I dance, when can I make some money?
Although the lives of stonebreaker women and their families are hard, they still diligently do the job as stonebreakers. Sometimes, they also hope for some other job which in accordance with their capabilities to be able to slightly improve their lives.
What important is to have a job so I can send my children to school and they can have decent meals every day.
Manistutu village chief Ika Tutsukadana has his own views about the profession of his female villagers. I understand, digging the sand is not really their choice, really. This is a necessity. If they could have another job, they would take it then. But they do not have the expertise and skill to do that. Digging sand or rocks in the river like that is actually not a life choice, because they do not have other skills to compete in other areas. That was the story of the brave woman from Manistutu, Bali, who are now using their dainty fingers to break up stones to provide for their families. The story of Kadek Sriyani shows that Balinese women are women who have incredible energy.
Datang
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Every region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. Somas Manggarai, it has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Flores is Kompiang Cake. Kompiang Cake is also known as Kompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longa. Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in a refrigerator. For each portion, kompiang costs 1,000 rupiah.
Voice of Indonesia.
BRI listeners, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu. The song was composed by Alfon Tajau. It is the name of an Iban Dayak girl. The lyrics tell the story of Bujang Lemambang Ayau and Dayang Sebalu who miss each other. Dayang Sebalu is waiting to be proposed, but unfortunately, the marriage cannot happen. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu by Marcellus and Yuni. Happy listening.
Cerita terbeli yang
Voice of Indonesia.
Coordinating Minister for Food Zulkifli Hasan, along with Minister of Trade Budi Santoso and Head of the National Food Agency Arif Prasetyo Adi, checked the price of a number of food commodities at Johar Bahru Market, Central Jakarta, to ensure stability during Ramadan 2025. The check was carried out on Wednesday morning at around 8 a.m. local time, when the three of them and other related parties directly interacted with the traders. The price checking and availability of food commodities began with broiler eggs, which were sold at 30,000 rupiah per kilogram. Money market observer Ariston Chandra has said that fears of an economic slowdown in the United States give strength to emerging markets exchange rates, including rupiah. Ariston, in Jakarta on Wednesday, stated that the U.S. dollar index weakened to around 105.6, a level that has not been touched since early December 2024. According to him, the pressure on the U.S. dollar is due to new import tariffs for Canada, Mexico, and China already in effect, which raises concerns about an economic slowdown in the U.S. That's a newsline.
Selalu ada di hatiku, selalu ku sebut namamu di tidurku. Walaupun ku tak melihat parasmu, tapi selalu ku rasakan hadirmu. Jangan pernah pergi, oh cintaku, percayalah aku merindu. Jangan pernah pergi, oh kasihku.
walaupun ku tak melihat parasmu. Tapi selalu ku rasa